Good day, I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Midday News for Monday, November 13. Coming up, government to begin mounting street signs in three parishes. Chief Medical Officer encourages medical researchers to apply for NHF grants, and government signs loan agreement for energy management and efficiency program. The news in detail after the break.
Government pensioners, the Accountant General's Department invites you to our Pensioners Information Day, Friday, November 17, at the Michael University College, 1A Morosco Road, Kingston 5. Come for information, entertainment, health checks, prizes, and surprises. Registration starts at 9 a.m. Partners include the Ministry of Finance, Tax Administration Jamaica, the National Insurance Scheme, Administrator General's Department, SagiCorps, First Heritage Cooperative Credit Union, and the National Health Fund. Pensioners Information Day 2017, Friday, November 17, at the Michael University College.
Now the news. The government has signed a loan agreement for $15 million with the Inter-American Development Bank, IDB, to assist with the cost of rolling out the Energy Management and Efficiency Program, EMEP. The EMEP seeks to bolster the government's efforts in the areas of energy efficiency and conservation through the design and implementation of measures targeting key government facilities, among other initiatives. IDB country representative Therese Turner-Jones says her organization is pleased to be partnering with the government to fund EMEP.
Today is a great moment because it not just focuses on energy efficiency and bringing $7 million worth of savings to your budget every year because of the retrofits. We see this as just one really small component in terms of what the bigger energy plan and policy for the country will deliver over time.
The contract was signed at the Ministry of Finance and the Public Service in downtown Kingston on Friday. Chief Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Winston Delahaye, is urging medical researchers to submit proposals to the National Health Fund, the NHF, for grant funding. The NHF provides financial assistance to public and private sector organizations for projects that support primary health care with an emphasis on health promotion and illness prevention. Dr. Delahaye says research and development is vital for the continuation of scientific advancement, noting that the NHF has been a major contributor to this process.
The National Health Fund has continued to provide grants for medical research projects and has funded significant research both in government and non-government organizations. I want to use this opportunity to urge individuals and entities to submit their proposals to the National Health Fund for consideration.
Interested persons may visit the NHF website at nhf.org.jm for more information on applying for NHF grants. Come January, the Ministry of Local Government and Community Development will begin erecting street signs in three parishes as part of an island-wide project. Portfolio Minister Desmond McKenzie says the program will address concerns that many communities and thoroughfares are hard to identify due to the absence of signs.
Starting January of next year, we'll be rolling out in Manchester, Westmoreland, and St. Thomas. The first three parishes will now start to get the necessary funds to erect street signs. That is what your tax dollar will be doing come January.
The minister was addressing a recent property tax town hall meeting in Westmoreland. And United Nations Country Representative Bruno Pueza says Jamaica must view heritage tourism as a viable source of economic development. Mr. Pueza says Jamaica stands to lose by only promoting traditional attractions typically situated along its coastline.
You're turning your back to the culture, the music, the food. You're turning your back to an interesting urban environment, which we don't quite appreciate enough in places like Spanish Town or in Kingston, which does not necessarily exist on many of the small island developing states and would deserve to be invested in and promoted so that tourists have a chance to discover the history of Jamaica.
Mr. Pueza says the upcoming United Nations World Tourism Organization conference presents a great opportunity to discuss heritage tourism and other issues surrounding sustainable development. Tourism stakeholders and members of the media must be registered to participate in the conference set for November 27 to 29 at the Montego Bay Convention Center. Visit jis.gov.jm for more information. Registration and media accreditation deadline is November 17. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.